This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Had Jeff on the way. 10 Sweet and Potatoes Foods, the fast food industry, has unfortunately decided not to bring back. First time, though, for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Oliver Charles, we'll jump right into the birthdays. Kenzie Germans wish a happy 21st birthday to our son Gary, pronounced Garagles, from Mom, Dad, and Alex.
Yeah, Garagles, that is what I will call you when we have the sexy time. I like it. And I also use it as my safe word with other people.
Zyant, if I know anything about your family, apparently tzatziki will solve everything.
Yeah, I have homemade tzatziki. I keep it in a pouch.
Zyant, Mike, there was this movie about these Greeks who had this wedding.
Yeah, a big fat one.
It was big.
Guys, I want to wish my wonderful wife a very happy birthday and ask for a little kid fish sandwich and a reminder that her penis is too small. Thanks, guys. That from Tim.
Fish sandwich.
The penis is too small.
Hey, guys. My brother Austin turned me on to you guys about 5 years ago. It is his 31st birthday today. He's currently sitting at home in a wheelchair after breaking his spine.
Jeez.
And both ankles after a rappelling accident. Can you please, in your best German voices, mock his stupidity for using faulty equipment followed by a suck-it-up cupcake? Love you guys. Sincerely, Austin's less stupid brother.
Yeah, I will not fault you using faulty equipment because tonight you will have to use faulty equipment again.
Yeah, it also appears to me that gravity has repelled you.
Yeah.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
That's awful. I don't know if he ran out of rope. His harness wasn't all the way. Can you imagine that?
Golly.
No, because I don't repel.
Oh, my toes.
I hear what you're saying, but
I'm with Thrill. Like,
yeah.
It's like, can you imagine getting sucked out of a spaceship? Like, kind of.
Is it repelling? Like, you're just...
You're going down.
Yeah.
Do you climb up?
Well, you climb up to the top to go down, and then you circle back around again.
I didn't know if they were just doing the repelling part.
Oliver Cholos, today my roommate Nate is having his 34th birthday, and to make his day extra special, I'm going to need some turtles having sex and the dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. That from James.
Yeah, I'm going to let you in on a secret. That was not a turtle that time.
Yeah. So you know what? You stay away, nasty Nate. He's my bitch.
Guys, doing a birthday shout out for myself. Can I get a Mike Hawk monkey followed by a couple of Thrill shotgun blasts and maybe some dirty West Virginian for Miles? Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Mike.
I don't know how to do a Mike.
Come on, do a monkey.
Do David Draymond.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. That's a monkey.
You can't do a monkey?
Why? I've never just gone and done.
There you go.
That's a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a goddamn monkey.
Remember, Mike.
My bad.
If you can't keep it in the pants, keep it in the family. Gentlemen, I turned 45 today, and there's nothing I would love more than for Captain Crunch and the Dirty Germans to tell me all the things they could do to this Jamaican. Thanks, gentlemen. From Marie, the president of the Men's Room Fan Club Jamaica chapter. Very cool.
I would love to sail the shores of Jamaica one more time, but I got kicked out of your country for a small incident involving 3 shaved gerbils and a bottle of Wesson oil.
Yeah, this is why I like Sea Captain Crunch so much. How was theirs that time?
Yeah, it's Jamaican. So I like the way they dance. The way their legendary weed is huge.
Have you ever been Jamaican love with a drunk captain of a boat that doesn't exist?
Yeah, I lost my virginity in downtown Kingston.
I want to show you my crunch berries, dry and pink.
Yeah, it's a delicacy there in Jamaica. See, it's a rum ball.
Guys, can I grow up? And I just said that for my super sexy mailman, Lance. He is 50 years old. We
Lance.
Love your show and enjoy the laughs together. Love you, honey. Always your super sexy wife, Jen. Thanks,
can I
guys.
Grow up?
I just
Thanks,
said
Lance.
That.
Where's my mail, Lance?
And all the boys, today is my 55th trip around the big yellow orb. So can I please have a time to take off the leash? Big old Leroy Jenkins, guys, as well. Maybe Barack Obama, if you got that drop. Keep up the good work and keep us laughing. You guys are the best thing on the radio. That from Matt from Rochester. Who says, P.S., I no longer listen to WCMF since they discontinued your show.
It's well, time to take off the leash.
You have to do that, man.
But yeah. But I'm glad you did.
Drop the beat.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Drop the beat. Drop the beat again.
Drop the beat.
Drop the beat again.
Drop the beat.
Drop that beat.
Drop the beat.
That's right. All right, guys, here we go.
Drop the beat.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yaz a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
All right, extra emails here. Let's see here. Oh, ask the Men's Room the subject, liquor and whores. My fiance and I are wondering if you guys would come to our wedding if we invited you. Rock on that from Renee and Matt.
You'd have to invite us for me to tell you no.
Yeah, because we have to know the date. We have to know if it's safe. We have to. Is it a virtual? Is it a Zoom wedding? What do we got to do? You know what I mean?
Are we part of the wedding party?
Yeah, I mean, because we all got we need a big stage.
Have you listened
Can I shag the maid of honor? Mm-hmm. That's my stipulation.
I have to say,
or bridesmaid.
Have you listened to the show? That strikes me as dudes that love going to other weddings. Or,
yeah, exactly. You know, we do it all the time. Ted, you've been to a few.
I've been to enough weddings.
Yeah.
Like, I have one maybe this year. I had two. One got moved, and one in.
Yeah, you're getting to the point where it's at the end of the line for most of the friends, though, I guess. Right?
Well, and
well,
some
the first time around.
And some of them are going round two, and I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes for cousins, too. Mm-hmm.
Can I fart on your wedding cake?
Yeah. Story that no one believes.
Can
this
I
one
show
involves...
up naked?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I show up naked with a half-cooked chicken under my left arm and then a full-cooked chicken under my right arm?
Can I say I object to this wedding when they say if anyone here has a problem with this, please say something. And I will say I do, but for no reason.
Can I have sex with your mom?
Oh.
I'll pick either Matt or Renee. Depending. You know the one.
Yeah, you should definitely invite us.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I'll bring the raw shrimp.
I'll bring the Hormel meat plate with cheese.
Yeah, Mike's bringing the best jambalaya out of a can he can buy.
Yeah.
Can't believe you've only had jambalaya out of a Campbell's soup can.
Did we step on a jambalaya? It's not strawberry.
Subject, the crazy story no one believes.
This one falls in the chef coat.
This one involves Ryan Castle.
Oh, boy.
Guys,
oh,
I was at a theater show back in 2018 in the beer garden talking to Glenn Cannon, and a wild Ryan Castle appeared. We chatted a bit about his hiking, and as he was about to leave, I gave him my card for photography business. He recognized the business name, Rock Machine Photography, from around the local scene. He asked why I hadn't shot Pay in the Grass yet. I told him because no one answers my emails. He then told me to get a hold of him when you started airing commercials for the next one. So in 2019, I actually got to do photos professionally painting the grass. When I tell the story, no one believes that's how it went down. That from Shane. Shane, that's awesome.
I like Castle's response. How come you haven't taken pictures of Pay in the Grass?
I sent you an email.
How come you're not part of the Secret Service? Like, because I'm not.
Shane, maybe one day we'll get to do Pain in the Grass again.
Oh, that would be such a...
Oh, this is insane. Ola Bacholas, 25 years ago, I was in my late teens. I was traveling around the country playing in and being a roadie for a punk band. We would travel around with other bands and would regularly have wars where we would throw food and beverages at each other's vehicles while traveling on long stretches of desolate highways. One time, a friend's band was having quite the food war when one of the guys got a whole pie, waited for the other band's van to pull up right beside them. He opened the side sliding door and hucked that pie with all his might directly at the other van's windshield. Pow! Pie explodes all over the windshield. Driver slams on the brakes. Wrong van.
Oh, jeez.
Some dude driving down the highway. They floored it. Since this is before cell phones. Never heard anything about it. That's from Giles, the lovable rascal.
Oops.
Unbelievable story. I'll bet you when I was 15 or so, I was camping out in central Washington with my family and my dad. We decided we should kayak the nearby river. Now, he is not an avid kayaker, but he made one when he was younger, working for a fiberglass manufacturer. He wanted to try it out. So my mom, my siblings waited for him down the river to pick him up. 30 minutes go by, an hour goes by, an hour and a half goes by. We're all starting to sense something might be wrong. Right then we hear a dirt bike driving up to us. It's my dad. Apparently around the corner where he started, there was a downed tree across the river that flipped him over in the kayak, pinned him upside down in the water. Under the full pressure of the rushing river, he was able to push himself up using his oar to get air and wiggle out of the kayak. He then dragged the kayak out of the river, walked back to our camp where he had a dirt bike for him to drive us down. Other than some nasty bruises from forcing himself out, he was unscathed. The kayak, however, cracked in half due to the water force. He was, I'm sure that was the last time that Dad would kayak. Thank God. That from B-Dub.
Wiggle with.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we got anything else here. I'll give you a couple more here. Guys, in Chicago, taking my mother for a couple-day trip to see the city.
All right.
I saw this sign at a bar called Halligan. I thought you guys might appreciate it, especially Miles. You guys are awesome. I'm missing Wobbin's laughter in the background. It's a sign promoting Mellow Corn.
For real? Oh.
Mellow Corn, yeah.
Where did he see it?
Chicago, Illinois.
How bad is your bar if that's the one you promote?
Exactly. And one more, Olivicholas. In my younger
years.
You
don't have anything better than Mellow. That's the sign that's going to get people to go to your bar.
It's got to be one of those bars that's all about vintage stuff.
Yeah. I guess.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Bitches, as far as remain calm, nothing to see here. In my younger years, pre-9/11, I was in the Army Reserves driving back from Yakima, still in uniform, halfway between the tumbleweeds and Ellensburg. I pull up to a small collision scene. I thought I could assist. I approached the driver of the truck and asked if he needed help. His face was ghost white, and he was shaking when he said, "Yes, please." The motorcycle rider was sitting propped up against the post of a metal side rail, holding his head, pretty bloody but conscious, so I asked him where he was injured. He said, "My head really hurts," and I pulled his hand away, and part of his scalp came with it. In my mind, I said, "Holy F." But luckily, I just said, "Yeah, you got a pretty good cut. Keep pressure. It'll be all right." I grabbed a towel from my truck and ever so gently wrapped his head and talked to him about his bike, which was mangled in the previously mentioned tumbleweeds. Medics and the sheriff showed up about 25 minutes later. When they got him in the bus, I puked and then managed to stay mostly cool while answering their questions. So, sorry for the long read. Thanks for sticking with it. You guys keep me smiling. Love y'all except Ted. He likes the Dodgers. Go Giants. That from Diane.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. So I have a list here of 23 things that fast food restaurants aren't bringing back. Mm-hmm. You want to start right out of the gate with the disappointment, or do you want to tell me some of your favorite things? Now, Miles, number one, you gave me the list. Thank you.
Yeah.
Number two, you're one of the few people I know that thoroughly enjoys eating inside the fast food restaurant.
Correct.
Who's age of 87.
Right, because you're not nearly old enough to be cup of coffee, fish sandwich guy.
No.
At 10:35.
But you're that guy anyway.
I like the hot fries on the tray. You know what I mean? They're not in the bag getting soggy.
So what's your favorite part, you'd say? Let's just give me some of your favorites. Let's see if they'll stick around.
As far as just that experience goes?
Yeah, dining in the fast food.
Okay. I like the fact that I can get my own condiments and go up to the condiment station or at least go get a refill on a drink. You know what I mean? I can...
Boom!
All right.
Again, these are a list of things that are leaving fast food. Kiss your free refill sodas goodbye. According to new reports, more than 15,000 Burger King's, Popeyes, and Tim Horton locations across America have removed the self-serve soda fountain.
And what I utilize that the most is if I do eat inside the place, obviously, I'm going to get back on the road and keep driving. I still would like a little more beverage, so I just kind of load it up before I get in my car.
Hey, listen, brother. I mean, that's literally one of the best parts of eating inside of a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember as a kid just being a badass. And if you ate at Wendy's, Wendy's specifically had those little white cups that you could fill with your own ketchup, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bonus for Wendy's. But I also remember it was kind of strict. I'm sure they've changed it now. Like, you know, you only get one soda. Me and my brother didn't care. We'd get refills.
Yeah.
Nobody called us out.
Right. No. It doesn't matter to them.
Those days are over, though. Now, here, I got another soul crusher for you.
Okay.
This one actually.
Oh, good. A soul crusher.
This one actually hurt me deep. I brought it up to Mike off the air. The sauce dispensers.
They're gone.
Right. Now, listen, if I was eating inside of a fast food restaurant, specifically McDonald's, because I love their sweet and sour, this was ideal. You're pumping out your own stuff.
But are they going to start charging? Because, look, you know people are. We got as much sauce as we need because people have different levels of sauce, right, that they need for any meal.
They get one sauce with a nugget.
They
That's on the
you
house.
One, but if you get to fill up your own, I might have two or three of those bad boys.
I get more ketchup than anybody needs.
Did you say you get one sauce per nugget? You mean order of nuggets?
Yeah, well, you order nuggets. It depends. If you get a 20-piece, they might give you two or three different flavors.
I think you
flavors.
Should get four.
I agree, man.
Four sauces per five nuggets.
Okay, that's a lot.
Plus, also...
It is a lot, but when you can get your own sauce, no one asks questions. Now, when you ask for more sauce to enjoy your nuggets the way you want to enjoy them, you have to give me 10 cents. Mm-hmm.
I think this really destroys Arby's more than anybody else. I think Arby's takes the biggest hit because they have the horse
right,
sauce.
Right, their whole thing was kind of...
I mean, they had so many great sauces up
there. Some of the other things that'll be leaving, the large menus. They're obviously going to streamline everything. So some of them are going to be temporary, some are going to be permanent, but like McDonald's is going to cut down their menu, IHOP, Red Robin, which I guess is kind of bad news, but as Michael attests, we've been to the Red Robin many a time. I get one of two options and I'm always like, oh, we'll try something new. That's a lie.
But the problem is even at a Red Robin we're say, you know, like the average restaurant, you have your squeezed bottles of ketchup and stuff on the table. I mean, is that gone?
No,
too?
That's gone. You cannot God. Have any, you can have nothing on the table. I mean, they can bring it. They can bring it out to you. They can bring you a bottle of malt
and
vinegar.
What, sterilize it or something.
If you want, you know, vinegar with your
number
five
12
guys
on the list. Table condiments.
Yep.
Damn.
Right? So, right, that stuff's going to be gone too. I mean, basically, if you eat in now.
You're living out of a paper bag. Everything in that bag is going to be
right,
everything you need.
Correct. And, like, they'll put in the little ketchups and this and that. Kind of like Taco Bell never had a self-serve sauce,
but
right?
That's why you never really argued with them about how much they gave you in the bag.
Right, because Taco Bell loads you up.
Yeah, but if you go to a Mexican restaurant that has a salsa bar where you can have, like, you know, green salsas,
oh,
hot salsas, medium
day.
Salsas, all that stuff, or chives, or whatever they got up there, that jalapenos, gone. Sour cream, gone. Guacamole, gone. All that stuff, that sucks.
Also, a lot of them are just going to be dining crowds, period. They're going to take out a lot of tables. So just eating in these establishments is going to be gone.
Old people are going to be angry.
Old people are going to be pissed.
That's right.
Where's my fish sandwich?
Salad bars are gone.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, if that's the one, that's okay for me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm okay with that because salad to me is such a ridiculous concept of eating, but I understand that a lot of people like it.
Baked potato bar, though, man, that would kill. That'll hurt. Not that I go to places with a baked potato bar.
I was about
to
say, when's the last time you saw a baked potato bar?
I know, when's the last time I saw a salad bar? I can't even think last time I went to a restaurant and saw that.
Well, this really hurts Golden Corral.
Old Country Buffet.
Right, but Golden Corral... It would be weird because they haven't done it in years, but essentially they could go back to their original model, I guess. Remember, you used to go in and order something and they'd bring it to you.
Oh,
now
right.
It's buffet.
It's like a Sizzler.
Okay.
Right. Miles, you told me about this a few years ago. Like, at a certain point, Golden Corral just said, the hell with it. We're going full on buffet.
Never for like $9.99. Just come in here and just eat as much as you want.
Yeah. Man, OCB. I haven't been to one of those in years. Old Country Buffet. That's what we used to call it in the streets.
The OCB.
You're going to drop the B, man.
Yeah, you know me.
Right? Every time I went to one of those classic buffets, it involved a large amount of the fried shrimp.
Always.
Of course.
That is the go-to. That's the one. If you see someone just standing at a buffet and not loading up the plate, that means they're waiting for the fried shrimp to get there.
The best thing about a buffet is you order up and you load up like 8 or 9 different things on your plate,
yep.
Right? And you eat most all of it. You try it all. And the reason that you're trying it all is because you're trying to figure out what you're going to get for your main course on your next plate.
That is precisely
the
buffet
style. And
it's
going to be two or three of the ingredients that were really, really good on that first plate. Then everything else, you're like, I don't need another egg roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think in the last few years, outside of a like brunch or seafood buffet, I think there's only two I've been to.
God, now I'm thinking about that. I don't go to a buffet much, but it was a Mother's Day, whatever the hell. Salties, I guess it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, same thing. And, I mean, there's just more food than you're going to eat. But, like, I liked it because, again, and it ain't cheap, but, I mean, once you drop the cost, man, like, I'm going to get up and get as much whatever I like as I can. But that, to me, was the one.
Crab legs.
It was a fantastic problem, but, like, that's over, right?
Yeah.
All those people that were, man, damn it.
Sorry, just got weirdly dark.
The light just flashed and went out.
This one kind of sucks, and I think we might have already seen it at McDonald's. All-day breakfast.
Oh, that's
really?
Gone?
Yeah, man.
Oh, come on!
Yeah!
What's wrong with that?
I wanted all-day hamburgers.
You can, but I still...
You're not getting that either.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
So here's the deal. McDonald's for years didn't do all-day breakfast because the breakfast involves different pans and stuff like this.
Sure.
It involves a little more work than the normal stuff. So basically, they're just like, they're not going to do it. Right. So, I mean, McDonald's, right. McDonald's, I didn't realize this. They've already basically gotten rid of it. They're not saying when it's coming back. A lot of the menus, if you go to like an IHOP, a place like that, they're going to really be cut down. Paying with cash, that's out. Obviously, some of these places are going to close. I think you brought it up earlier. You see a McDonald's closing. That's kind of shocking.
Yeah. 200 locations.
Yeah. And then this one's just weird, but napkin dispensers.
Napkins. Anything that anyone can grab on their own. Straws. You know, that's why the salt shakers are gone.
Yeah, get used to seeing your server in a mask.
Yep. That's it.
I can live with that part.
Yeah.
Good times. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast to the shout of the day on a nice sunny day. And we do have your headlines on the way coming up 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a TikToker took part in the past life regression trend and is now claiming that she was the victim of Jack the Ripper in a past life.
How come every time someone has a past life experience, something very dramatic? You know, it's never just like, I don't know, man, I was a shoe shine guy in New York City in the 20s.
Exactly. I worked at a Kmart. Remember them?
Yeah, it's always something extravagant.
Well, insignificant.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I was murdered by Jack the Ripper. I was on the Titanic.
Right.
Like, I worked in a photo booth in a mall developing people's film.
I was a squirrel.
I got hit by a car because I was indecisive.
I was New Coke.
I was clear Pepsi.
I was a pubic louse.
I take that.
Depends. Depends who it is.
I take that. Well, I get to pick.
You don't get to pick.
Yeah, I do.
You don't get to pick.
I can jump off your ugly ass and jump onto somebody pretty.
Ooh.
I'm not hanging out here. This is a gaseous planet. It's like Venus.
Tens of thousands of Americans have been looking at New Zealand's immigration website.
Yeah. Yeah. Newsflash. You ain't welcome.
That's right. You ain't coming in.
Did you see about Hawaii, man?
Yeah.
Hawaii basically said, hey, you know what? If you're if you live in Japan and you want to come to Hawaii, please come to Hawaii. By the way, the other 48 states, you just stay home, 49.
Yeah.
I think maybe Alaska's allowed him.
Glad you were working on that 1 mile, because I'll just go ahead and take that off the list of ones that I'm not working on.
Cool. Yeah, you didn't have to work on it. See, I'm trying to save
you
time.
I love that you have a checklist of ones you're not working on. That's what I'm not going to work on this. Let me make a list of the things I'm going to be sure to not care about.
The people have told me that they want to know which things I'm not working on so much that I've got a running list of things that I'm not working on.
That's impressive.
Due to the pandemic, slip and slides have completely sold out.
Oh, cool. Paralysis.
I did. I read that earlier. Do you know what company makes slip and slide?
Whammo?
Is Whammo.
Is it Whammo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, do you know anybody? We use a slip and slide every summer.
I don't know anyone who got injured on a slip and slide.
It's always like some uncle who comes over and, you know, kills himself.
Well, yeah.
But he's the same one who would dive into a 2-foot pool. You know?
Yeah.
He's also the one that would put soap on it.
And kids.
That's a good trick.
I put liquid soap on there.
That's how people die, Miles.
No, you just put Dawn on there.
Exactly.
No, they die by going down and then their head gets stuck. You
the
know
slip
I mean?
And slide's fine, but when you put flipping soap on it.
Man. Little Billy went at least 40 miles an hour down that bed.
Hey, put some Astroglide on there. It'll wash off.
Mike, you want to hear something really sad?
Biodegradable.
Talk to me.
There's 1 year we just put a blue tarp in my front yard. No.
That's not sad at all. That's a fun slip and slide.
Not sad.
But Miles is saying paralysis and people are dying, but only when they supercharge those things with Dawn dish soap.
Ted, I'm not kidding you. Opposite of that, but the same damn thing. When I grew up, there was people who would do tarp pools in the back of their pickup truck beds.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was. I mean, you name it.
I'm from Eden Club, man. Yeah.
You guys did that?
Hell yeah.
Dude, okay. We had like a steep driveway. You could just run the hose, and it was like it would just run down the driveway and lay there.
Perfect.
Nice.
Where did it drain to? Did it actually go down the street, like into the neighbor's yard at the bottom?
No. Just down to the street and through the gutters.
All right. The gutters. God, that sounds like an awesome place.
The gutters. According to a study, 1 in 6 people have been on a conference call while on the toilet.
That sounds about right. You're at home. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Conference calls can sometimes last an hour and a half, depending, you know.
Right.
I'll say the worst toilet phone call I've heard. God, there's a guy named a dude I used to work with back in Baltimore, and he had to be, what, Ted, 420, 450 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's not exaggerated. Anyway, and he wasn't the nicest guy. It wasn't mean, he was just a D, right? But anyway, he is in the bathroom taking a dump. I go in to pee, and I can hear his conversation, and all I hear is, yeah, well, I tell you what, just pulled the roast out of the freezer. We'll make that tonight. And I'm just like, I don't think I am ever going to eat roast anything again. And I mean, he is bombing this joint. Apparently, he's talking to his sister. They live together about dinner. And he was just saying, pull the roast out. But I just remember to
pull the roast.
Yeah. Just pull. Like, Jesus Christ.
It kind of.
Stop it, man.
Kind of ruined roast.
It really did.
Honestly, I think that a sibling of his is the only acceptable person for him to be on the phone with at that time.
No, I disagree.
It's still unacceptable,
dude,
but
at the same time. My brother called me, one day he was calling me back, and I went, hello, hey man, can I call you back in 3 minutes? I'm on the toilet. Cop. Boom.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. Yeah.
You don't believe me?
But if it was anybody else, you wouldn't answer the phone.
You know what, Mike? That's a fair.
That is true.
That is true.
A man from North Carolina visited 40 different stores to find the last $5 million scratch winner.
But he did find it?
He did. He did eventually find it. He was playing the scratch lottery, and somehow he figured out that there was only one $5 million winner left. And so he just spans all these different stores bought them all up trying to find that $5 million winner.
And he won.
He won.
Wow. That's smart.
You just got to get tenacious,
Miles.
That's
smart.
A smile emoji was projected on a New York City bridge in conjunction with a study about the importance of smiling.
Importance?
The importance of smiling.
Yeah, walk up to somebody and go, hey, why don't you smile? Probably look better. See how that works out.
Look better.
It's important.
Alrighty, I do have a study here. A study found the top things that people hate about their boss. Now, I'm just saying in general, what do you guys think is on this list? Let's see who can get highest up
people
the list
hate
on this
about
thing.
Their boss?
What does the average Joe hate about their boss?
That they're their boss.
Okay.
I guess Miles, they tell them what to do.
Tell them what to do.
Micromanage.
Ted.
Yeah, I don't ask them to work on the weekends.
Okay, a little bit overworked. All right, here's what we got. Here are the top things people hate about their bosses. Number 10, they have a bad temper.
Okay.
And, yeah. also being too nice was a fairly common answer.
Haven't had that problem.
They're self-serving.
Sure.
Which, isn't everybody self-serving to a degree?
Yeah, but when you are in charge of people, you just can't be.
Number 8 of the reasons that people hate about the things that people hate about their bosses, they gossip. Gossipy bosses.
It's not a problem we have, but we've had some gossipy bosses.
I feel like I haven't had a boss like that since I...
Got fired from the pool?
Yeah, since I quit. Since I left my high school job.
I knew he was going to go to the pool. Yeah.
Yes. Number 7, they're a bad listener.
Okay, that's fair.
All right. This is the study of the top...
That could go for anybody, though.
True. These are the top things that people hate about their boss. Number 6, they have no empathy.
All right. Yeah, might be why they're a boss.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering, at that level, there almost has to be a certain level of empathy? Just with the decisions that need to be made at some point?
I think you get a hardened shell after you fired a bunch of people and everything else. You just kind of understand that it's a business, and unfortunately, you're the last line.
Exactly.
So...
Exactly. Number 5, they're condescending.
Sure.
Yeah. This is a study of the top things that people hate about their boss.
We've been working here by ourselves now for 8 months. We don't really have to deal with it.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great list, man.
This is a study of other people, man. I'm not saying...
That's why I'm drawing a blank on this. I'm like, no.
No, but I've had bosses that hit all these. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Number 4, they're rude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rude bosses. Number 3, they're incompetent.
Yes.
I have worked for incompetent people.
Oh, yes.
Hey. This is the study of the top things that people hate about their boss. Number two, they're never available or don't respond.
Yep. About a million of those. Absolutely.
And the number one thing that the people hate about their boss is that they, thrill nailed it, they micromanage.
Okay. Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody like, look, my kids hate me right now because I have to micromanage their reading schedule for some crap they have to do for school. And it's like, I know you're annoyed, and you're mostly annoyed, not that you have to do it, but that I'm making you do it, and I'm standing over your shoulder.
Right.
And I get it, but here's the thing. Suck it up.
Right. Too bad. Let's get to some good news here. After a number of years of concern, the number of wild tigers in some areas is back on the rise.
All right. Wild it's calm tigers. Tigers.
Now
get out of here.
I always think to myself, okay, and I hear these stats, and I'm like, that's great, that's cool, and I'm like, and I also say that because I live in Seattle, Washington. If I live in Bangladesh, do I meet this news with the same level of joy? Like, oh, we need more of these things that drag my kid off into the goddamn jungle when I'm trying to find...
The gator population's on the rise. Right,
again, that's fantastic, because I live in Seattle. Cool.
Well, again, humans aren't doing a lot, so there's a lot more time and room for animals to do the thing.
Well, and tigers were, like, almost extinct, right?
I mean, at a point, but yeah. I mean, even recently... I don't even know they're quite even on the endangered list. And I know it's great to have these things back. But again, I really do think it is in proximity to where tigers live. And since I'm not close to tigers, I think that's great.
Right.
I don't want to live by a Bengal tiger.
I care about the well-being of an animal that lives way over there.
They are
damn
huge.
Straight.
That's right.
Can't even believe it's a cat. It's like a dinosaur cat.
Authorities in Uganda have arrested and sentenced a poacher to 11 years after he killed the popular silverback gorilla Rafiki.
You gonna go over there and defend him?
Well, no, he's already been sentenced. Oh, there's no defense here anymore.
Okay. Maybe you can appeal. Maybe you can appeal.
Dominoes. Yeah,
this was like Ricky. This was like the famous silverback gorilla that people knew.
Right.
Like, this would be like going to Disney World and shooting Mickey.
Oh, you shouldn't be.
Right.
That.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Like going to the Cincinnati Zoo and shooting old, what's his name?
Harambe?
Harambe. Mm-hmm.
In the face.
People loved him. Domino started a program called Calling All Karens in which they give a free pizza to women named Karen that do their part in wearing a mask. It's just strictly people named Karen. This isn't like really rude people that are finally putting on their mask. This is, I have the unfortunate circumstance of actually being named Karen, but I'm actually not a terrible person. I wear my mask. I'm not entitled for anything. And so all they have to do is basically send them a picture of their ID, at least just to show that their name is Karen, that they're wearing a mask, and they'll actually send them a free pizza. This is going on over... I'm not working on it.
Okay.
That seems simple enough. Even if you're
Australia.
Even if you're not following the rules, you could just fudge it.
Of course it's Australia.
Yeah. I mean, I said I'm going to lie to the Fed about getting that loan for my kid's
lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does an Australian say the name Karen?
Karen.
Damn.
I do know they say Dale Dial.
Dial?
Yeah, we met a couple on the cruise ship. They were cool as hell, and his name was Dale, but his girlfriend would always, well, I'll be back in a bit. I'm going to find Dial. So we ended up calling him Dial.
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 Like the soap. Let's see here.
You mean like the soap, Dial?
People have found the three main ways to prevent maskne. It's a common issue that people are having now with wearing the masks. They're getting a lot more
is in acne.
Acne on your face to where the mask would be. They're saying,
don't lotion your face up, be older than 15, and stop eating fried chicken.
Oh, so close. Wash your face more is the number one thing. Wear less makeup is number two.
Right.
Which underneath your nose, you don't have a whole lot of need for it right now. Yeah, and then number three, wash your mask more often. A pub in Australia has issued a ban on certain visitors to their pub, but it has nothing to do with coronavirus.
What does it have to do with?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Mike, have we made it to Dragon Time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.